Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by author Charnell Williams. Are you ready to spend some time with Charnell and her special guest? Join our live conversation every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, here's your host, Charnell Williams.
Hello, 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 everyone. How y'all doing out there? I am so excited today. I'm excited every day. Thank you for tuning in to the Author Charnell. Matter of fact, let me just say, Let's Talk To Podcast, hosted by Author Charnell. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in for tuning in. I want to thank everybody, if you can't tune in, be sure to catch the replay. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. Charnell Williams, born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I'm a publisher. I'm an author, and I hope y'all can hear me clearly. I always say that, right? Because I always switch up on my mics. I just want everybody to hear me. So I'm an author. I'm a publisher. I host my own podcast radio, as you can see. Plus, I'm the founder of The Reason Why We're Here This Evening, Yana 23. Yay! So I am so happy. I just want y'all to know, go get your ticket. I still have seating available. So go get your tickets at yana23.eventbrite.com. If you don't want to, you know, use that, because I know a lot of people be saying because they charge you a fee. Yes, they do. Eventbrite charge you a fee. You can cash at me. You know, it's freeless. I'm just telling you, you know, it's freeless. You can cash at me at Charnell, hashtag Charnell Williams, if you want to register. And you still can register that way. But Eventbrite, get your register. I'm telling you, we're going to have some wonderful speakers. Yes, this year, you know, we're doing it. It's going to be bigger than ever. This is my sixth annual, and I am so excited about all the speakers that will be joining us this year, especially the red carpet host, Alicia. I am really excited. She's coming all the way from Arizona. So I'm excited. All the speakers coming from all over the world, the vendors. And, I don't shout out my vendors. I just want to shout out my vendors, too, because the vendors play a big part, too, just like the speakers play. All of us that are going to be at Yana 23, all of us play a big part of it. So I want to thank my vendors for the love, especially the ones coming from Virginia, North Carolina, from Georgia, yes, from Georgia. They coming from all over, and I just want to thank, you know, New Jersey. So I just want to thank all my vendors, too, because I was looking at my replays, and I was like, I don't be thanking the vendors. I love y'all, too. You know, Charnell got love for everybody. So, excuse me, I want to thank my vendors. But we got one of the speakers on today. And this month is March. It's Women's Month. So shout out to the women. Shout out women. Empower. So I wanted to bring all my speakers on that's going to be, you know, be a part of Yana 23. I wanted to get them a chance, you know, to talk to y'all. And so y'all can get to know them just a little bit, because they ain't going to tell y'all too much. They just going to give you a little bit. If you want to know all about that speaker or vendor or whatever you want to know more about, you have to get a seat. You know, you have to register. That's all I'm saying. You have to register. So let me bring my guest on. And this guest was last year at my Yana 22. And she did a marvelous job, And she's coming back. Yes, I got so many, and I just want to just say one more thing, too, before I bring her on, that if you show the people love, you will get love in return. And that's all I do, what I do, why I do, you know, because I love showing people love. And then if you pay attention to those who's showing you love back, I'm getting love back, you know, in so many different ways and different forms, because I show love. I give love, you know. I got so many platforms. All my platforms is to help people, not to hurt them, to network, to bring everybody together, you know. And it's not just women. A lady texted me this morning, well, inboxed me this morning and asked me, can men come? Yes, men are welcome to come. If you got a spouse, a husband, a brother, a son, bring them. You know, bring them. You know, everybody got a story to tell. It's just like, you know, us women, we open our mouth. The men keep it hush-hush. But we open our mouth and we talk about what's going on with us, you know. So I don't want to keep y'all waiting. I want y'all to meet my special guest. She coming on in a minute. 1 second. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening, Chanel.
Good evening. How you doing?
I am well. How are you? I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm all of these emotions, but thank God I am doing well.
Right. That's right. Ain't no need to be nervous. Ain't no need to be nervous. So I want to thank you for being on Let's Talk To podcast. This month is about Yana 23, and it's about women/women month. So I want you to come on. Well, you're already on the mic. I want you to just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, starting with your name and where you're from.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Chanel, for having me on your platform. I appreciate it. My name is Nyasha Strawn. And I reside in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, not too far from Chanel, and I'm so excited to be up here. I am from, I was born in the Caribbean. I was born in Trinidad. And when I left my birth country, I moved to New York with my family. And about 2017, I moved my family from New York, Brooklyn, New York, to the Poconos. So I'm excited to be in the Poconos, and the Poconos has truly been really good to us. So I thank God for that.
Yes, yes, yes. I love the Poconos, too. It's so nice and quiet. It's a way different atmosphere than Jersey and New York. The atmosphere is so much different.
So,
this is your second time. Not the first time, the second time at Yana.
This is actually my third time when we did the
your
Yana
third
virtual.
Time?
Yep, because we did the Yana virtual.
Okay, y'all forgive me. I forgot about the virtual because of COVID. I forgot y'all.
Yeah.
You know, we want to take that out of our mind. We don't want to remember that. I forgot.
This is
your third time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, now.
I want to shout out Yana and Chanel, for creating this annual conference, because, you know, I'm sure everyone already knows, all of our listeners know that Yana stands for You Are Not Alone. And, you know, you and I had a conversation a few years ago. It could have even been before COVID, Chanel, when you mentioned that Yana, You Are Not Alone, is to let the young women know that they don't have to, you know, that they have women, a support team around them, that they can lean on their support team, lean on this support structure that you've created. And let me tell you something, Chanel. Some of the women that I met in the virtual, annual conferences in person, I communicate to this day. So it is, and I communicate with them outside of Yana. So it is truly a support structure for women. And you know what? I love that you mentioned the men, because it was started for women, but it certainly invites everyone in. But it's a great opportunity to network, to form amazing relationships, and to know that you are truly not alone, whatever you're going through. And, you know, we all have struggles, but we are really not alone. We can call upon another sister to lean on, lean our cares on, and to share with. So I really appreciate the organization. You are not alone. And thank you so much for thinking about your fellow sisters. And it does take a village, and you certainly created the village. So really appreciate that.
Oh, that was nice. Thank you so much. And that's what I ain't going to say I've tried. That's what I'm doing, networking, bringing us together. Because, you know, I just put on my post, like, who say women can't be in a room without no drama? You understand what I'm saying? Who said that?
Exactly.
You know, we all mature adults, you know, and drama is not in my vocabulary. I don't like the word drama. I don't like all
that
hate, negativity, all that stuff. You know, you got to be positive to step in the doors of Yana 23. I'm just sorry to say.
Exactly.
If you got that negative mentality, we don't want you there. We don't want you
Mm-mm.
there. You know?
Mm-mm.
It's all about networking and love. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Getting to know, like you just said, that you still talk to the people after Yana.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's my whole thing is the connection. You know, ain't no need for us to be jealous of one another. We here to connect.
Mm-mm.
I might need something you need. You might need something I need. You might need something the other ladies need. You know, we all network together and help one another out, steady bashing
That's
one another.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
we have to learn how. And it's so sad because, and I'm going to say it, and y'all give me feedback. I don't care because I can block y'all. But... it's so bad because it's our people.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's our people don't support one another. It's our people don't want to tell us, well, how you get started in that type of business, whatever type of business, making sneakers, how you get started.
Yes.
They don't want to let you know because they so scared that you're going to get better and climb up that ladder before they climb up. But it's enough money out here for everybody. You understand
what I'm saying?
And it's so sad. I look at different nationalities. I look at the Spanish people, the Puerto Rican people, the African people, you know, different types of nationalities.
Right.
They stick together. You understand what I'm saying? Why ask us as a community that we need each other more than ever because of what's going on with our black men getting killed and all this stuff. So we need to come together, steady being apart, worrying about... Oh, and talking about this lady walking down the street, oh, her shoes so ugly. You know, why you can't give a woman a compliment? You understand what I'm saying? Why the shoes got to be ugly?
I completely understand. I completely understand and agree.
Yeah, and I just want to be around negative people. If you're not, negative, positive people. Sorry, y'all, I ain't going to say that. Positive people. If you ain't positive, I don't even want you in my circle. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want nobody coming back and saying, Charnel, this person was saying this, but she's sitting right at the table. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like that. I don't like that phoniness. I don't like that whisper. I call it whispering in an ear. I don't like that. You know, we all as women, we all as adults, and we need to come together and help one another, help us out. So Yana's 23 is going to be about helping one another because that's what we're going to do. We're going to help. And when we had this, we going to shout, you know, and I wasn't shouting out the vendors. We're going to shout out the vendors. We're going to go support the vendors, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We're
going to
support the vendors. We're going to support one another because it's all about support and networking. But you, this is your third time, and, you know, I apologize for skipping the virtual, but it's your own third time. Now, this is going to be your third time. Are you going to be nervous?
No, I am not. You know what, Chanel? I am never nervous when I'm up there speaking in front of people because I speak about a topic that I'm passionate about. So Nyasha gets pushed in the background and passion comes through. And no, I am not nervous at all for that. You know, you did ask me to just share a bit about myself and I'll share a bit about my background. I am a tax professional, so in my, my undergraduate degree is in accounting, and I have a graduate degree in taxation, and I've worked in tax for a while. I can't even remember the year I started, but for a while, and I'm currently studying to become a certified public accountant. So, and I pray to God that I accomplish goal this year in 2023. That is my background. Since I started picking up, you know, since I started studying, I figured, you know, I stepped away from my 9-to-5 job. I stepped away so that I can focus on my studies. And during that period, since stepping away, I started a credit repair business as well as a travel business. So I am a travel agent as well. And these are things that I am passionate about, especially credit repair. You know, my personality, you mentioned, as you were speaking about Yana, you know, as you were speaking, I thought about lifting as you climb, and that's the motto for an organization called National Association of Black Accountants, and their motto is lift as you climb. And you know what? Listen, it's something that has stuck dear to me because I believe that my gift from God, my God-given gift, is the ability to love people. Because I tell people, you know, I have a house with two dogs, a cat, and I have about 13 chickens. And although I love animals, I love my dogs, I love people more. I am not the person who says, you know, there are people who gravitate more towards animals versus humans, and they have their various reasons. I love people, and God has given me the gift to love people, and he has given me the gift, and I was just telling my sons this. I can love a child that is not mine the same that as, you know, in the same way that I would love my own son. You know, I am married. I've been married for about 22 years now. And we have three sons. My oldest, his name is Kwame. He's 14. And my twins, their names are Kofi and Kwasi. They are 7 years old. So married with three boys, and I love them to pieces. And I'm happy, I'm thankful that I know what my purpose is and I know what my gifting is. And I'm thankful because, you know, Chanel, growing up, you hear people tell you, your family or in the church would tell you, you know, you're here for a purpose. You got to know what you've got to find out what your purpose is. And I remember when, you know, I realized what my purpose was. And as you grow, as for me, let me speak for myself. The more I continued to grow, you know, you just get it. You just know without knowing. And I'm just so thankful I'm at this age, and I'm thankful I'm at this stage where I know who I am, and I know the purpose God has for me on this earth. And I'm very thankful for him. I'm thankful for who he is. Certainly you can hear that I'm a Christian, and I'm thankful for the work that he has in store for me, the work that he has brought to my attention. I am thankful. I'm thankful for every moment he communicates with me in all different fashions. I am not the person who can have the experience where people say, you know, God told me this. So I have never had that type of communication with him where I said this to me and I no, it's always something in a dream or something. It's just always something in a dream. So, but I thank God for who he is, and I thank God for who I am, and for, you know, the woman that he has, the experiences I went through and who I am today. And I, you know, just God is good. And I thank God for your platform.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's me, Nyasha, the tax accountant, and, you know, the lover of people. That's what I tell people, a lover of people.
And that's great. And I'm going to go back because you were talking about purpose. And everybody has a purpose because I know a lot of people that find a purpose. Like, it took me a while to find my purpose. And as I started growing my publishing company, and having my podcast and stuff, my purpose And then I got Yana started 6 years ago. My purpose, I realized my purpose was helping people. You know, my purpose, my platform is helping people. Like Charche Publishing Company, that's helping people because it's helping you publish your book and get your book out there in the world. My radio show is helping people because it's helping people on my platform, like telling their stories, promoting their business.
Right.
So that's another form of helping. And then Yana 23 is helping people because it allows people to come from all over the world to tell their story and hopefully uplift somebody in an audience.
Yeah.
So I found my purpose. My purpose is helping people in all ways. So, and I want to thank you again for being a guest on my podcast, plus being on Yana three times, not two, three times. And we don't want to give people too much because we still want everybody to go. I still got tickets available. So go out and purchase your ticket. Go out and register at yana23.eventbrite.com. And like earlier I said, a lot of people don't want to do that through Eventbrite because they do charge a fee. Or you can cash at me. You understand what I'm saying? You can cash at me, and you'll still be able to be a part of Yana 23. So let's get back to you, Laisha. What is your topic, and what would you be speaking about? Don't give them too much, just a little nippet.
Okay. So I have a nonprofit organization called Children at Prayer. And so my topic, you know, I like to think of it, you know, when I go to my parent teachers night for my boys, I always inform the teachers that I am an extension of them, and I look at them as an extension of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started Children at Prayer, it's so funny. It was literally, I was sitting on my dining table, and it just, the idea just kind of deposited into my spirit. I promise you that's how it happened. But when I started Children at Prayer, it was, I see it as an extension of households. Because, you know, Chanel, we as parents, we are pulled in so many directions, right? We have to do so much to keep the house running, to keep the children, to keep, you know, we stay on top of so much, and we have so many different hats, and we're pulled in many directions in order to, in our everyday-to-day lives, right? And and parents, men, women, just parents on the whole. And children, I feel like, you know, from my own experience, many times we forget. Not that we forget. We parents forget. We get really busy. We forget about our children and their spiritual lives. We certainly focus on providing the roof over their heads, clothes on their back, giving them a hot meal in their tummies. But we forget about that spiritual life. And again, you know, we are pulled in so many directions every day. So Children of Prayer is an extension of household because it focuses on children and building their spiritual life. And so that is my passion. You know, I do get excited when I speak about tax work, but that is certainly my passion as well. And I love children. I have a heart for children. I thank God for children. And you know what? I just want to be part of every household's an extension of every household to help us bring our children together, teaching them like our grandparents, our parents taught us about going on bended knees and praying, you know. And I tell you this, Shauna, this came out of, I don't know if you can remember, pre-COVID. We're starting to certainly get back to, unfortunately, hearing a lot about it now, but pre-COVID, we, oh my gosh, the airwaves about children's suicide. And you know, the care, I think with parents, myself included, Chanel, I'm, I, you know, myself included in this, we get
so focused on the cares of life, because we have to be, right? We have to provide food, clothing, shelter for our children,
mm-hmm.
that we forget spiritual life. And, you know, when the cares of life come against our children in terms of bullying, in terms of disappointment, in the terms of grieving and dealing with loss, you know, when our children's heart is, their hearts are heavy with whatever burden, you know, pre-COVID, and we're getting that now, unfortunately, children were, you know, taking their lives. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just, what our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers did and our mothers, right, they, every night they'll come and put us on bended knees and pray and teach us the Bible and, you know, just so that when the cares of life come at you, you know that there's a God that you can call upon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's my mission, and that's what I will talk about at YANA 23. I just love it. I have a nice presentation. I love it. It's, you know, our children are beautiful. They're beautiful.
Right. And our children is our future.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they are our future. So we got to, and, you know, and that's why I was, you know, when I said, and I always say this about us as older adults, you know, and this just for the girls, the little girls that's growing up, like, we have to talk to them. We have to acknowledge and let them acknowledge, like, the ways in life. We was talking about today, I was talking to my sister on the phone, and we was talking about, like, how men are controlling or trying to control you. And sometimes, like, the younger generation don't see it as controlling. They see it as love.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we need to, like, show them, like, the difference between, you know, controlling, the difference between love, because sometimes a lot of them don't have the father figures. So as women, we should, it don't have to be just family. We should be able to go and talk to a stranger. If we see the girl, 16, 17-year-old, going in the wrong way, we should be able to talk to her and let her know, you know. Or some girl, it's a lot of teenagers nowadays that, you know, they feel so, they got low self-esteem.
Yes.
Like, they got low self-esteem, and, like, I think YANA would be a great uplifted person. Like, if somebody got a teenager daughter, I advise them to bring a daughter, you know, to YANA 23. You know, even though I say it's for men, but now it's the women. We got to really get after the younger generation of the females. You understand what I'm saying? Because they got it bad. The lady was telling me she the way she is because her father wasn't in her life. So she hopping from bed to bed. You understand what I'm saying? And she blamed it on her father because her father wasn't in her life. But when, and I talked to this on my show before, when did you stop blaming your father? And you 36, I'm how old? 38 years old. When do you stop blaming your father for not being in your household and you 38? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's time to stop blaming him. Because now you 38. You know wrong from right.
Right.
You can't keep blaming your – that's what I said. And a lot of these girls, they need uplifting women. Not to talk down on them, but to uplift them up and let them know that they still – your father wasn't in your life. Okay. That don't mean – that's not stopping you from following your goal. You know, you still can get that business. You still can accomplish what you want to accomplish. You understand what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to, like, lift them up and, you know, steady talking down to them because the girl jumping from bed to bed, you know, hey, okay, your father wasn't in your life. Okay. A lot of people's father wasn't in their life, you know, but you still can set them goals. You still, if you want to be, just say, a writer. I'm just saying a writer. If you want to be a writer, you can't be a writer because your father wasn't in your life. You still can do that. And a lot of people need that push. You know, they need that push.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it just,
they need
it. Just like, yeah, they needed it. So they need us to talk to. So I'm telling everybody who got teenage daughters out there, bring your daughters to YANA 23. You know, bring them because they need to hear stuff. Because sometimes mothers and daughters don't even talk. They don't even speak on
certain
things. And then
that
you know what?
True.
A person, just say, a person of a listen to a stranger before they listen to a family member. And
it's,
that's for real.
Shana, it's the truth. It is the truth. It certainly is.
Mm-hmm. So I'm what'd you say?
Sorry. I was going to say that I love that Shana creates the village. You know,
mm-hmm.
we can be a part of the village.
Right.
We don't have to go looking for the village. We can be a part of your village.
Yeah.
So bring them on.
Right. Bring them. Bring them on. Let's go, because there's so many kids. Like, I'm doing a journal now. A journal. I've been working on it since last year. I've been putting everybody else's book out. I need to just stop and just put mine out now. So I'm doing a bullying journal. So, and I want to do a bullying journal for all ages, not just for little kids. But, you know, because everybody get bullied. Like, people get bullied at the workplace. You could be 25,
Absolutely.
45 years old. You still get bullied. You know, you get bullied in school. You get cyberbullied.
Yes.
There's so many types of bullying going on. So I decided to write a journal about bullying. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And hopefully that'll be out pretty soon if I stick with my guns. But I'm just saying, you know, it's just that, you know, everybody, you know, and I'm doing this for the younger generation, boys and girls, because they need it more than ever. Look how many schools shooting, stabbing in the schools. You understand what I'm saying? It's so much going on with these younger generations. Like, it ain't even funny.
You know what? Listen. Oh, gosh. You know, I tell you, I don't know. And Chanel, growing up, I remember my grandmother and my mother. You know, my father died when I was very young. My father died when I was, I think I was 6 months old. So I didn't have the privilege and the opportunity of knowing who my father was. And my mother never remarried. She never remarried. Did not remarry because, you know, I'm the last of eight. So my mother has five daughters and three sons. And she did not remarry because, you know, she did not want to bring a strange man in the house with her daughters. So she made the decision that she's going to raise her eight children as a single woman. And so now my mother is now 83 years old. And at that time, you know, a six-month-old daughter, the last child, she made the decision after my father died resulting from a car accident. She made the decision that she's not going to remarry. She's not going to bring any man into her home because she has eight daughters there and she does not want anyone to interfere or mess with us in any inappropriate ways. So she made the decision that, you know, in 1976, she's going to be a single mom raising eight children. And that in itself is testimony. And, God, you know, I raised the topic of my mom and my grandmother because, you know, where are the moms and the grandmothers, right, who sat their children in this generation, sitting their children down, having that knowledge, Christ, being steadfast, cemented, grounded in the knowledge of Christ, going from one generation to the next. You know, where it kind of stopped, you know. You know, I'm 46 years old, so I don't know if it stopped in my generation, not being passed down to the other generation. Where are the mothers and the grandmothers passing that, you know, that used to pass that on from generation, you know, generation to generation? And I just think that my personal opinion, everyone may not agree with it, but it is my opinion. You know, we have lost that. You know, we have generations that don't have that knowledge. You know what I saw? I remember before I even became a mom, I remember a young lady, this is years ago, I can't. And I remember this young lady. I used to say, wow, she sways with the wind. If the wind is blowing north, she blew north. If the wind was blowing, she sways in the wind. She wasn't that, I was probably in my early 20s or something. She wasn't steadfast. You know, if you go north, you go north. You go south, you go south. You go, she wasn't cemented or grounded in any direction, you know, in any. And I used to say, wow, I just observed her. Never made a statement, but just observed her and said, wow, look at that. Sway with go in whichever direction the wind blows. And you know what? I teach my children, you need to be planted, honey. You need to be grounded. Because if you're not, then any new ideologies, any kind of information passing in the airwaves, you're going to just pick it up and run with it. And if you're not grounded, you know, I tell my 14-year-old especially, say if you're not grounded, you won't know, if you don't know the word, you won't know what's truth and what's lie, right? You got to read it. And I'm not, you know, I'm speaking spiritual, but this applies to everything, right? So if you don't know for yourself, you don't know when a lie is being presented or not. And if you're not grounded, the wind blows left, it blows right, you're going to go in whichever direction the crowd is going in. And I said, you got to be cemented. You got to be cemented. You got to be cemented in the knowledge of Christ. You know, you got to be cemented in who you are. You cannot flow with the wind. You know what I mean? You can't just go left if it's blowing left today. So I think that, you know, we are, for more than one reason, you know, grandparents are maybe not involved, but, you know, I grew up, growing up in the Caribbean, it took the village, Chanel. Growing up in the Caribbean, you know, doing something wrong, believe me, my neighbor can discipline me. Discipline me. But
back in the day. Back in the day, they could.
It was the village, and I feel like, you know, yes, you have to be much more careful now, but I certainly have seen going on this, you know, I came up here at the age of 10. I left Trinidad and came up here. So I did all of my education up here. And I remember, you know, when I started high school, I was able to go on the subway on my own, go on the train to go to my high school. And I remember, especially the younger parents. Younger parents weren't in favor of having the older folks speak to their children or discipline, even verbally, to their children at all. They, you know, you talk to a kid and parents ready to knock some sense out of you. There was no more, you don't speak to an adult like that. There's no more, you know.
Yeah.
So they from the village. They left the village. And, you know, as you said, Yana is creating the village. We need the support. We cannot do it our own. I thank God for my village. We can't do it alone. We need the village. We need the village.
And it's so important to us now because you have to have it. You have to have that village. You have to. And that's why I'm saying, Yana, you know, I just can't keep saying enough of it that we still have seats available and you have to come and you have to come out and, you know, show off, dress to impress.
Yes.
You know, and just come up and have a good time. It's all about having a good time, you know, and that's a lot of people don't do no more. They don't come out and have a good time. You know, everything is so serious now. You just got to sit back and you got to relax now. You know, it's time to relax. Take the shoes off and relax.
A good time.
For real.
Network with others. Network professionals.
Right.
Meet a good friend. You know, you may have so much in common with other people. You know, I love my sons hate going out with me. Oh, mommy, and you take so long.
My grandson the same way.
Okay. So, you know, prior to becoming an accountant, I was in the world of advertising. And I met you know, I stayed a long time in that industry.
Yeah.
And I used to travel a lot. And this is before I had children, married, you know. I used to travel a lot in this world of advertising. And I remember I remember that I went to a trip to San Francisco, and I met, you know, I went out, went away, I would always go and go to nice restaurants, you know, the local restaurants. I just love to meet people, right? I told you that's what I love to meet people. And I remember I met a beautiful woman, you know, this is many years ago, a beautiful woman. And, you know, we exchanged numbers and we stayed in touch for some time. And, you know, my husband always gets concerned. My husband would always say, Nyasha, you meet and talk to everyone. You, I mean, you give your number to everyone. You meet and talk. You're always so friendly. You know, I would always have to tell him. I would tell him, I'd say, honey, listen. I'm a big girl. I can have discernment. You know, I'm a big girl. Don't worry. And he would be so concerned. But I love people. So my point is, come out, Priyana. Bring your children, especially your teenage daughters, as Chanel said. And, you know, you meet people. You're going to meet people who are not in your family, hopefully, meet, so that you meet new people. And it's going to be amazing. You're going to have a net, new network of people, of positive women. And real women, like we're not picture perfect, you know what I mean? Like
ain't nobody perfect.
Real people, but you know, people who are positive and people who live their life in a manner in which you would want your sons, your daughters to emulate. Because you know, we're positive and we've gone through storms in our lives, and you know, you, as long as you're breathing, you're gonna have a storm. So we've gone through storms in our lives, but we are determined to, you know, come up, come and, above it, right? Rise above it. And even if there's days where you don't feel like, oh, man, I don't feel like getting out of bed, at least you can roll over and call and say, hey, can you pray with me? Hey, can you come over? And if you're calling, at least you can have someone call you and say, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah, and it's good. You have to check up on people in these day and age. You have to check up on people. But again, I want to thank you for being on Let's Talk 2 podcast. I can't wait to see you on May the 13th. I just can't wait. You and so you got so much good spirit, and I love being around this type of atmosphere, and I just can't wait. And for all those who listening, haven't registered yet, please go out and register at yana23.eventbrite.com. We still have, and matter of fact, I still have one vending table left too. So if somebody want to come and vend and you think it's too late, no, I have one more vending table left. So you can go on that website and you can get a vending table too. So come on out. The more the merrier. And I want to thank you again, Nyasha, for being on Let's Talk 2 podcast, for being in Yana 22, and I forgot the other year. I think it was 19, if I'm not mistaken, or 20. Yeah, one of them, 20. Yeah. So, yeah, 20. So, I want to thank you, and I want to just say, everybody, I can't wait to see y'all at Yana 23. Register now today, and thank you, Nyasha. Have a good rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. You have a blessed one. And thank you again.
You too. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk 2 podcast with author Charnell Williams. Tune in next time every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to live, laugh, and love.